Welcome to Three and Out with Jason and Kevin. I am Jason, that's Kevin. We are brought to you by CincyJungle.com, SB Nation's Cincinnati Bengals website. We are sponsored by Eastgate Smiles Dental Care. We are on the Orange and Black Insider on YouTube. Find us. It's not just us. It's a lot of other great content. Daily Bengals content, different shows, OBI, Chalk Talk, Talking Bengal, or Talking Football with Bengal Jim and Friends. And we are on podcasts. Anywhere that you can stream a podcast, we're on there. Orange and Black Insider. Check it out. Subscribe, like, the whole deal. Kevin, what's going on, buddy?
Nothing. I didn't think I was going to make it back on time. I'm on call this week.
Yeah.
But ended up having a very easy in and out kind of a call, so made it just in time.
There you go. I think we should note that it is possible for you to have to duck and leave. And if
yeah, and if we recorded enough of this, I'm just dipping out and you're going to have to finish the thing.
Yeah, and if that's, yeah, if that's the deal, that's the deal. So hopefully it doesn't happen. All right, so the plan kind of tonight, I don't really, and the Bengals season's over, you know, we're just watching other teams play football. It was a fun weekend of football. There were some surprises, you know. Sure. I was happy to see the Browns get embarrassed and implode. Yep. I was happy. You know, I'm happy for Baker Mayfield. I like him. You can't help not but like him. It's cool.
Okay. Are you happy for Baker Mayfield, or are you just that spiteful for the Browns? I find that I love when Baker succeeds, but it has nothing to do with my feelings toward Baker at all. He could be a nobody. He could be anybody. The fact that he's having playoff success right now and the Browns didn't is
that's why I like Baker.
Amazing Mayfield. To me.
That's what you're saying.
He could be anybody.
I nothing Baker Mayfield, but I like that Baker Mayfield had a career year and won a playoff game while the Browns pissed down their leg in the playoffs. I love it.
I CJ Stroud.
Yep, exactly. And the draft picks that they received from Cleveland for creepy McCreep face.
Yep.
That's the funny thing about it.
It is.
If the Texans and the Buccaneers face in the Super Bowl, it should be Super Bowl brought to you by Cleveland Browns, because, you know, it'd be funny. Funny. That's funny to me. I also saw something funny that was talking about if you reorganized all the mascots. If you reorganize all the mascots in the NFL by the animal closest, like that's most populated in their area. And I was expecting, like, what would you think? Cincinnati. It'd be the Cincinnati
squirrels?
Yeah, something like that. It's ants. Everywhere's
ants. Oh, sure.
And it's funny because it was like a scientist and he's like, it's ants. I was like, ugh, whatever, man. All right. Anyway, what we're doing tonight is we're going to kind of do like a position group state of the union. And we have like a little spreadsheet thing on whatever it's called. What's a website? Whatever. Yeah, tier maker. So if you're watching, good for you. If you're listening, sorry. But we're going to go through. We have five different tiers to kind of throw the position into. And we're talking about a view from the 2023 as a whole, correct?
Yeah, because the point of this is that we're trying to build something to compare to after free agency, after the draft. So we're not going to, like, T. Higgins may or may not be here. Tyler Boyd may or may not be here.
Right.
We will still be ranking the wide receiver room as excellent. Spoiler, that one's going to be an easy one. Everyone would know that. Because we want to find a baseline of what we think was successful, what wasn't, and then look at it back again right before the season starts, just to kind of get an idea of, did the team get better? Did it get worse? Where are we in comparison? That's the idea.
So I think what we could say is pretend we're going into week 18. This is our team, right? We have one more game left, whatever. But yeah, this is the team as it exists right now, before the new league year begins. So yeah, let's kind of just jump right into that. I'll get us ready here. So I do have one player representing each position group.
Sure.
So we're going to start with Joe Burrow. So, first of all, the tiers are great, good, needs work, overhaul, and then, you know, it's an issue that'll take multiple off seasons to overcome. So quarterback, we're going to start with Joe Burrow and Jake Browning, and I'm just going to say great.
Yeah, you really can't. Yeah, this is an easy one. You really can't expect more than a top five quarterback and a backup who can win multiple games.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's a better quarterback room in the NFL, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I mean, like, I know, you know, I don't know who's the backup quarterback in Kansas City, who's the backup quarterback in Buffalo. You know, at least we know now Jake Browning is not gonna lose it for you. You know,
that's valuable. No, super valuable. Super valuable. Yeah, he's the way he put it, and I think it was great, was that he thinks he's a top 32 quarterback. He just happens to play on a team with a top five quarterback. I think that's true. I think he is at least better than one other starter out there trying to break down who it would be.
Right.
So, that's great. They're top tier. I don't see a problem in the future at all.
I agree. Okay, so that takes us to running back. Running back, really the main names, Joe Mixon, Chase Brown, Travion Williams. Chris Evans is on the team, never plays. I don't even think there's really much of a point in talking about him anymore. Right. Where do you put the running back room?
I'm going to put it with, for me, I put it dead center. It needs work. Okay. I think that we've seen some flashes here and there. I think Mixon tends to play better when he gets the split snaps with another back. We saw that. I think Chase Brown has huge upside. But we do not know who our third should be or can be. We don't know which Mixon we're going to see game to game. Is some of that the O-line? Probably. But we'll get to that here shortly. I'm not satisfied with our run game, and half the run game is the O-line. The other half of the game is the running backs.
So I think that I was very excited about what we've seen over Chase Brown over the last handful of weeks, especially when he was able to get beyond the line of scrimmage and really get moving in space. I had no idea he had that kind of top end speed. Super exciting about that. He's very much kind of the lightning to Mixon's thunder. But it's clear to me, at least to me, that I think Mixon's lost a step. He's still a really tough runner. You know, he's tough to bring down. He's good for those like goal line things. But I totally agree with you. I believe it needs work. If you had to guess if Mixon's going to be on the team in 2024, what would you say?
I do not think so. No.
Okay. I mean, they save $5 million by cutting him, but we'll get to that some other time. But yeah,
we will. Yeah, but I would say no. And we'll know soon because they got to cut him soon.
Right. Right. There's a bonus in like mid-March. So, all right, which takes us to wide receivers. And you already said it. It's T. Higgins.
Yeah, this one.
Jamar Chase, Tyler Boyd.
Wide receivers and quarterbacks, there's only one answer. I don't think I spoiled much. I think we'd just, people would riot if we said anything else because it'd be untrue. Our wide receivers are probably the best wide receiver room in all football. I would say argue that against anybody. And then you got backups like Yoshi, Charlie Jones, Irwin. I mean, not just top tier talent, but depth that is very good. We were great. We were absolutely great.
Yep. And like you said, it wasn't just the big three, and the big three are the best three in the NFL for sure. Or the best three at playing, on the same team. But Yoshi showed so much this year. Charlie Jones really showed a lot of flashes, especially in that last game against Cleveland. And then Trenton Irwin is just kind of Mr. Number Four reliable guy. You know what I mean? When it always seems to be, hey, we got a couple people banged up. We need Trenton Irwin in there. He seems to just make big play after big play, especially late in the game. So I don't know if it's just because they overlook him or what, but Burrow trusts him. So it's great. Yeah. So those are the only two that are going to be in that top tier position on the team.
Probably, but let's get to it.
Yeah. So tight end, this is Tanner Hudson. I just never really looked at Tanner Hudson's.
Yeah.
He looks like a tight end.
He's weird looking. Tight ends are weird looking. Almost all of them are a little weird looking. They just, something's off about almost all good tight ends. That's why Travis Kelce is a freaking an anomaly, and that's why we don't like him. Is because to be a good tight end, you got to be just a little bit weird looking. I believe
that. I get that. Yeah, I mean they're all they're all exaggerated in some way. Gronk kind of looks a little bit like a dressed up caveman, a little bit. Kittle looks like he's crazy. He might be crazy. I kind of get it. I get it. Travis Kelce's the exception. The Daywalker. All right. So I think that tight end is here overall.
It is. It would be and will take multiple off seasons to fix. And that it's that bad. Well, not even just, let's be honest. Look, yeah. I like Tanner as much as the next guy. He's ranked bottom of almost all starting tight ends. Is not that good. He just looked good in comparison because the rest of our tight end room was absolute garbage. Right.
Right.
It's just that a tight end room is easy to fix. I think our tight end room was abysmal, but you can fix a tight end room in a season without even spending a ton of money on it.
Right. Unlike
you can at least get it up to good.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Unlike wide receiver, offensive line, defensive line, tight end's one of those things you fix it with one guy. One guy fixes tight end room. So I do agree. It's overhaul. The only guy that I would really care about being on the roster next year is Tanner Hudson, but not as the starter. You know what I mean?
No, Tanner Hudson's a good backup. I think Sample really showed up this year.
I know. I really, really like Drew Sample. And I don't want to pay him a ton of money. I don't want to throw a blank check at him to keep him in Cincinnati. If he gets a better offer somewhere else, I will be happy for him. But if he ends up in a Bengals uniform next year, I'll be totally fine with that. Totally fine.
As long as he's not the number one.
Well, true. Right. As long as
you know what I'm saying? That's what it comes down to. He's a role player and he's a good one for the roles we ask him to play.
When I say I'd be happy with it, I mean I'd be happy with it if he was tight end three. You know what I mean? Or a fullback kind of guy, a hybrid H-back kind of thing. So all right, and then so that brings us to offensive line, represented by Orlando Brown Jr., our new left tackle. So where do you put him on this?
Now, this is a conversation, and I feel like we'll do this and we'll go to commercial because I feel like this is a debate. This is one of the ones that, to me, we have one of the worst O-lines in the league. We also have one of the most expensive O-lines in the league. We also, in my opinion, have a coaching problem on the O-line. I get that we as fans, we love Ted Karras, we love Kappa, we love these people. We have a deep systemic O-line problem, one that cannot be solved in a single season. It requires probably a coaching change, which I don't think we're going to get. It requires multiple draft picks, and it requires hitting on O-linemen in the fourth or fifth round, at least guards and centers, at least once in the next 2 years to get some cheap talent up there. I think our O-line room is absolutely in the lowest category of this. Will take multiple off seasons to fix. What do you think?
I completely disagree with that. I really do. And I don't disagree with everything that you said. I really don't. And I'm not going to move him yet. I don't.
This is a debate. Let's go.
Yeah. I don't disagree with everything that you've said. I do agree with some points that I know that we like these guys and I know that they've underachieved considering that they are one of the most expensive offense funds. I get that. That's all true. I think there is a coaching issue. I sometimes wonder if there's some sort of talent evaluation issue with the Bengals. I mean, think about our offensive line drafting, and we have Cordell Bolton.
It's very clear they don't draft athletes.
Right.
They do not draft athletes. They don't care about it.
It seems to me that for every offensive lineman that they draft that hits, there's three or four that are busts. Right?
Yeah, we're really, really bad at it.
Right. I mean, somehow we turned Billy Price into BJ Hill, which still just amazes me that happened. But had it not happened, and we still got Billy Price, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Think about BJ Hill.
You're in my camp.
No. Here's what I'm saying. I don't think it takes multiple off seasons to fix. I don't, because I truly believe that four of the five starters will be starters this year. And if they do what I hope them to do, which is make a coaching change. And I know you said that you're not expecting that, but I think
Taylor said he's not expecting that.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I think it can be fixed in one off season. They're going to need to replace Jonah Williams. I don't see any way that he comes back. I do not think that there's a starting right tackle on the roster. They're going to have to replace that position. But I do believe, I personally think that they're here at overhaul. And that's just what I mean by overhaul is you need to make a coaching change.
So, okay, but they need more than a coaching change. They don't have any athletes on the roster, almost period. They have one of the most expensive O-lines, almost right. period. And they're in the bottom five 2 years out of a row in a row. I'm not saying everybody needs to get replaced. I am saying we will not have a top 15 O-line next year, no matter what. We just can't, not with this roster.
Okay.
And I don't think we're changing coaching either.
I hope we do. I mean, I do too.
I'm not a Pollock fan anymore. He was the great savior, and then he didn't do a single thing for us, but whatever.
So, in your opinion, so when you say that the offensive line is here, we'll take multiple off seasons to fix. To get to what point?
To get to at least here. Yeah. No, to get to either needs work or good, to get to either the second tier or third tier. We will not be a top 15 O-line next year. We might be a top 15 if we play our cards right, O-line the following year. That's how deep I think we are.
So you've convinced me, I think, a little bit to be a little bit more, unfortunately, be a little bit more pessimistic about the offensive line.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, I'm not happy about that. But, you know, I think that you make some good points. So I'll put them there. I just don't want to believe that. You know what I mean? I want to do this with my heart and not my head. The athlete thing is an issue. It is. And the amount of money that we're paying this offensive line to be subpar is frustrating as well. I mean, if you just watch like the Detroit Lions game, did you see how much time Jared Goff had to throw at times? And I know that
the
whole thing, and I'm not trying to get into a Sewell versus Chase because Chase was the right call, 100%. But like, that's an offensive line. It's a really good one. It would be nice to be able, you know, they spent all this money. I'd like to see it work. So, all right. Do you have anything to say about the offense? Anything else?
No, just that I'm sorry to our listeners / viewers. I know I'm being pessimistic. I know we all want the O-line to
dragging me down.
I mean, we all want it. We all like, this could be the year. This could be the year. No matter what, we're going to get to overhaul maybe next year, but we can't go farther than that. We have to replace multiple players with athletes. We have to replace coaching. We have to get cheaper. Literally every aspect that would make this room good is bad. Cost is bad. Right. Athleticism is bad. The coaching is bad. It takes years to fix that.
Yep, I agree. All right, we'll take commercial. We'll be right back with defense.
Eastgate Smiles Dental Care is a warm and welcoming environment where expertise and customer service come together. As a local business, they love helping their fellow Cincinnatians manage their oral health and achieve a perfect smile. They pair the latest technology with years of experience to give you a smile worth showing off. They are dedicated to quality and convenience and can even perform dental crown procedures the same day in most cases. You like your smile, but they are here to help you love it. They personalize your care and match your needs. Call them today at 513-528-1150 to learn what they can do for your pearly whites.
All right, welcome back. So that brings us to defense. I have defensive line first represented here with Trey Hendrickson, who had a career year in 2023. I do want to ask a quick question before we rank him here, or before we rank the defensive line. I would like to know your thoughts on how we're going to count DJ Reader towards this exercise.
We need to count him as a full participant.
Okay, full participant. All right, so we are pretending that DJ Reader didn't get hurt. Okay.
Yes. We're just ranking it's the overall room.
Right,
like.
Right, the overall room. Okay. Then I am going to say the defense.
Because by that logic, our quarterback room is abysmal and the worst quarterback room in the entire.
Right. Understood. I guess
Burrow's hurt.
Right. So this is where I'm at. Needs work. And the reason I'm there is simply depth. Trey Hendrickson, obviously great edge rusher. Sam Hubbard, good everything guy, just very good at everything. I don't know what we're going to get from Miles Murphy. There are some like next gen stats that I've seen that are really promising, but next gen stats, unfortunately,
that he gets pressure.
Right. But that doesn't,
so the one thing we knew he could do at the beginning when we, yeah, the one thing we knew he could do from day one that he hasn't improved on whatsoever. Yep.
Yeah. So my head is the top five guys. You got Hendrickson, Hubbard, Reader, and BJ Hill. I think that's among the top 10 defensive lines in the league. Those guys. But when you're talking about depth, there's a big issue. There is no second reader. There's and I get it. Anybody who has reader doesn't have a backup reader. DJ Reader is special. But there's not a ton of depth. And I think that that's a big issue for big guys who get tired quickly. So I say their needs work. Where do you put them?
I will give you needs work because that is okay. Probably closer to what's true than what's in my head.
Okay.
And my head is tier 4 overhaul.
Okay.
Sam Hubbard, I get that he maybe was playing injured, maybe wasn't. He is not getting pressure. He just isn't. Miles Murphy isn't getting pressure. Nobody's getting pressure but Hendrickson. That's bad. We also need multiple people who can take starter level snaps. That's also bad. At the point where you are looking to add pass rush and 2 to 3 role players, that's bordering on overhaul for me. But I get what you're saying. If we're counting Reader, we're counting Hendrickson, we're counting BJ Hill, and we're saying, like, but look at the core. You're correct. Mm-hmm. The core is good. It's just not balanced correctly to generate results, if that makes any kind of sense.
It does. I get you. So
I'll give you needs work, but I'm close to overhaul.
Okay. I get that. All right. That brings us to linebackers. So where do you put linebackers?
I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt on this. I think they're good. They did not play up to par this year. Mm-hmm. But for the money, and linebackers kind of always up and down. It's just one of them positions. I still think we have a good linebacker room. I like our depth. I like our starters. I'm happy. We don't have any, like, you know, Micah Parsons or something like that. We don't have any crazy, crazy talent. But we have really, really, really good players who came pretty cheap. And I like that.
Oh, yeah.
What about you?
So, I totally agree. Good. Not great because there's not one of those, like, all-time freak stars like Parsons or something like that. But they're good. I think that what they do is a little bit is very how good they've been has been dependent on how good DJ Reader's been. And without Reader, when he was hurt, you know, they struggled a little bit. I think DJ Reader just soaks up so much space and takes up blockers and stuff like that. But they're both very good coverage linebackers, which is kind of it's just the trend now. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And considering they're both under contract for the next few years and they're fairly affordable, I totally agree. They're good because the value, what they bring and the value that they have. So, yeah.
Good totally players for a very reasonable price. I'll take
it. Yes. All right. So then that brings us, I think that we might have some disagreements about this one too. So this one is cornerbacks, represented here by Cam Taylor Britt. So this is not just the whole secondary. It's just cornerbacks. You got Cam Taylor Britt, DJ Turner, Chidobe Awuzie, who, remember, we are counting because it's 2023.
Yeah.
Sidney Jones, Jalen Battle. I personally think that they're good. And here's the reason. We know what Cam Taylor Britt is. Cam Taylor Britt is a true number one. He's going to be good. I saw a ton of really great flashes from DJ Turner. He's young, you know, but I think he'll get there. But he's just got some speed and athleticism that you just can't teach. You know, you can't teach Chidobe Awuzie to be fast like DJ Turner. Chidobe Awuzie, I think, is kind of the odd guy out as you look forward to 2024. And if I were building the starting lineup, I'd say, you know, if he was still on the roster, I'd say, hey, he's going to be the fourth guy coming off the bench. Because I think DJ Turner could be a starter. Mike Hilton's one of the best slot corners in the league. He's good at coverage, but I think what they really pay him for is to be an extra linebacker. You know, he's so good against the run. He's great when it comes to pressuring a quarterback. So I think considering the experience that Hilton brings, and just we've seen what Cam Taylor Britt can do, and then the sheer athleticism that DJ Turner brings, I think that they should be in good. What do you think?
I'm going to pitch needs work, but an optimistic needs work. I don't like our backups overly much. We don't have anybody who can take a step on that foot on that field. And I'm like, yeah, they can lock this down for a game. Don't like it. Hilton's getting a little bit older. Still think he's great. Getting a little bit older. I get what you're saying about Cam Taylor-Britt. No notes. Love Cam Taylor-Britt.
Okay.
I also get what you're saying about DJ Turner. But this is where the needs work comes in. I think his ceiling is high. But if we're rating that room based off right what we saw last year, then he is still a rookie. And he's making rookie mistakes. And he's looking like a rookie out there. That's to be expected. It's not a thing to panic over. But he needs work. Work he'll put in, I'm confident. Right. And he'll show up next season looking even better. But if we're counting on our starters to be an aging slot cornerback who plays more like a linebacker than Cam Taylor-Britt, who was great, and DJ Turner, who we expect to take a jump but didn't this year,
yeah,
that needs work for me. And without a good backup. And then Cheeto can't stay on the field.
Yeah, that's the big issue. If Cheeto could stay healthy. So maybe, okay, so you know what? I think I can concede and come down. But I feel like if there was a way to put this like right here, you know what I mean? In the middle, maybe that's where they go.
Here's what it is. If we're being realistic, it's needs work right now. But without changing anything, I fully expect it to leap a tier on its own. I think Cam Taylor-Britt's only going to get better. DJ Turner's only going to get better. Communication is only going to get better. This is not a concern, but it's just realistically where it was is not great. But next year, without anything changing, I expect it to be even better.
Okay. So it's just the experience, not a player to be added or coaching change, just experience. Okay. Totally agree.
I would like to add one or two vets, a couple of $1 million a year, just that I trust to get on the field if there's an injury.
Okay. Okay. You know who's going to be a free agent is down in Miami. Bring Eli Apple home.
Bring Apple home.
I would do it.
I was an Apple defender.
I love it. I'd love it. I'd love to bring Eli Apple back. That'd be awesome, I think.
Okay. I was an Apple defender. Considering he was never supposed to take starting snaps on that field, I actually thought he played some of his best ball with us.
Best years of his career, by far, in Cincinnati. All right. You do the next one. You start the next one. Safety. I just want to see where your head is before I tell you what I think.
This is the other one that's a hard one, right?
Right.
Because they keep trying to make Dax Hill play free safety. Do we expect they're going to? Well, I guess we're not projecting for next year. So I'm going to put them at needs work as well. That's where I'm at. I think Battle shows huge upside. Still a rookie. Still needs to see the field a little. It's just he only played half the season. It is what it is. They keep trying to make Dax Hill play free safety. I don't understand why. Nick Scott's a disaster. Depth is okay, but I'm not loving it. It needs work. Hopefully that work involves them realizing that Dax Hill isn't a free safety. And Battle getting more experience, maybe adding a vet in there somewhere if we wanted to bump it up. But I would say it's at the needs work level as well. What about you?
See, I think it's overhaul. I think it's worse than needs work, but it's not going to take multiple years if they do the right stuff. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I totally agree. So here's the thing is I think Jordan Battle played better as a center field deep safety than Dax Hill did at the end of the year, you know? And I don't know if that's the answer. I think that he plays a lot faster than his athleticism would say that he could, you know what I mean? But I think that's just football intelligence. It's putting him in the right place at the right time. And that's not to say that Dax Hill can't be a really good free safety, but I think the issue is that we want a replacement for Jesse Bates, and Jesse Bates just may not have a replacement.
Jesse Bates is
just really good, and you can't just recreate Jesse Bates. You know what I mean? Nick Scott is a disaster. They have basically two rookies out there right now with no backups. I mean, you got Michael Thomas, and that's awesome. I love Michael Thomas as a person.
Yeah, yeah.
But is he really going to step in and change games for you? No. You know?
So
Nick Scott's overhaul going to be a detriment.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think overhaul. Because it would just
so when you say season. Overhaul, what would be your overhaul?
My overhaul is you have Dax Hill. You still have Jordan Battle. I don't know what the situation is with Anderson. I have no idea. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't. But you're going to lose Nick Scott. Go out and get and spend a little bit of money. Go out and bring in a veteran free safety that you know can play center field. Maybe not Jesse Bates, obviously, but there are guys to be had. Go out and get somebody. Teach either Jordan Battle, help teach Jordan Battle, or help teach Jax Hill the ropes. But I personally believe that the best two starting safeties on the roster for 2024 might not include Dax Hill, might include a free safety they sign in Jordan Battle, and then you free up Dax Hill to do whatever you want, because that's really where he could be dangerous. Just a sure. Swiss Army knife, move him around. He's fast enough to just frustrate the hell out of certain, just frustrate the hell out of offense coordinators coming from different positions. You could have a lot of fun with Dax Hill. So I personally think it's an overhaul. It's not going to take multiple off seasons. I think it could be fixed with one player. I really do.
Then why are we calling the D line needs work and the safety room overhaul when the D line needs multiple starters?
Well, because the four starters on the D line are great.
Yeah.
The two starters at safety are not great. They're not. They're two rookies. That's why I see them totally different. The backups, yes, if we were talking about this team where Reader was not a full participant, you know what I mean? Because we said, he's injured. How are we going to treat it? And you were right. We got to treat him as like he's going full. Then it would, if he was out, then it's overhaul. But he's in there. He's the best nose tackle in the league.
All right. You made a strong point. All right. Safety's an overhaul.
Overhaul here.
It's an easy overhaul, but it's an easy overhaul. Spend $8 million, you fix it.
Yep. On a 2-year deal. Bring a guy in on a 1-2-year deal, whatever. All right. That leaves us with special teams, which I have here, represented by Evan McPherson. This is kind of weird. I feel like this is kind of a weird one. Just because Evan McPherson's great. Cal Adamidas is the long snapper, and as long as you don't hear his name, he's doing good. You know what I mean? If you don't hear him, the punting, Brad Robbins coming in as a punter was bad. Just there's no other way to do it. He was one of the worst punters in the league. They brought him in because he had this high hang time, but he shanked several punts. There were a lot of punts that had net of, 15, 20, 30 yards. It wasn't good. He's a rookie. I can't just
there's no rookie.
Go ahead.
There's no rookie punters. That's not a thing.
I know. So
the game doesn't change. It's the exact same game.
I know. I just don't know where to put this. I don't think it's here. I don't think it's here. I don't think this fits in.
I think you're right. I get what you're saying. Put it at needs work because we have a top five kicker and a bottom five punter. They need to get a punter. Just go get one. They're out there. Yeah. Just go buy one and it's fine. And we're fine.
And then because, a top five kicker and a bottom five, and the offense was different this year. A bottom five punter probably doesn't hurt you if Burrow's healthy. You know what I mean?
That's not true. I'm very against the very concept of what Brad Robbins represents. I thought it was a goofy concept. At the time, I tried to get on board. There's probably a lot of me saying like, oh, it's a good pick. I didn't fully think it over because it's a punter and I just didn't overly think it over. Looking back, it was a wild concept to be like, this guy's really good at half his job and he's a punter.
Yeah.
You don't draft a punter who's only good at half of what you need a punter.
I get you. I totally agree with you. I don't know. I was really surprised. I really was. I was, now I'm kind of missing Drew Chrisman. I am. So
yeah.
All right, so to kind of wrap this up, we have just a recap. We had five tiers: great, good, needs work, overhaul. We'll take multiple off seasons to fix. So great, the only two position groups there, no surprise, Joe Burrow. Not the players. Quarterback, wide receiver. Good, we have linebacker. It's the only one there. Needs work, we have a few: running back, defensive line, cornerback, and special teams. Overhaul, which we both agreed just means needs to be fixed, but it could be fixed in 1 year, right? We have tight end and safety, and then we'll take multiple off seasons to fix. You dragged me right down the dirt, man.
I didn't like what I was saying, Jason, but
it had to be said. You're right. We'll take multiple off seasons to fix. So that's kind of where we have it. I think it will be really interesting. I would like to do this again when we I would like to do this again when...
Pull that graphic back up, if you will, real quick.
I will. Hold on a second.
Because I just want to make one comment on what I'm looking at here. Yep. This is very clearly the graphic of a team who's about to go into one of the most important off seasons of maybe the last 10 years. We have the core of what will make our team specifically great, and that's the wide receiver and the quarterback. Beyond that, what you're looking at is a whole bunch of stuff that can get shifted one direction or another, depending on the moves we're about to make, depending on the free agents we're about to add, and depending on the draft picks we're about to pick.
Find that.
I really do think that this could shift massively either direction. Specifically, we need to hit in the draft on the O-line. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay. Yeah.
But overall, to me, I'm looking at it and saying this is a trenches draft.
Oh, for sure.
If it was almost nothing but trenches top to bottom, I could see it still being a very successful draft. For seven trenches, D-line, O-line, and get out of there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see that happening, but I...
No, but I'm saying that that's how badly we need that kind of help.
Yes, I absolutely agree. Based on where the offensive line has performed and where contracts are on the offense and defensive line, absolutely. 100%, both sides of the trenches, just what should happen. No, I totally agree with that. You know, I think this is pretty good. I'm looking forward to doing this again when the draft is over and free agency is kind of, you know, the Jets have been caught a little bit on free agency where we could look at it again going into 2024. You know,
yeah, I'd hopefully, like to do a comparison, see what we think, where we think they're gonna be versus where we decided they were. Yep.
Yeah, and then hopefully, you know, we're doing this show way later next year, you know, not in the middle of the playoffs, after the playoffs are over, when the Bengals win the Super Bowl. Sure. All right.
Yeah. I mean, it's in the script, man. You know where the Super Bowl is being held, right?
Next year? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
New Orleans. Yes. Going New Orleans. Home.
Tell me that's Going not home. A. Tell me that's not in the script.
It is. It is. It seems to be destined, right? All right, so let's do this. We picked them last week. I don't really even remember who we picked, but I think we
both picked the Browns. We did not do well.
Yeah,
so let's do it. We picked the Browns to win. We picked the Cowboys to win.
Yeah.
Who else did we?
There's another upset. I think we got the other ones.
Doesn't matter. We didn't matter. Got the other ones. All right.
Let's do it again. All right, so Houston Texans at Baltimore Ravens. Kevin, what do you got?
I'm going Texans.
Nice.
Team of destiny. Let's do it.
I like it.
I mean, it's probably the Ravens, but whatever.
Probably. All right, you know what? I'm going to go. I am going Texans as well, but I have ulterior like motive. I have something I'm trying to do. So we'll get there. We'll get there. Okay. All right. Packers at 49ers. This is the other game, the Saturday night game.
It's the Niners. They're going to whoop them.
Okay. All right. I do agree with that, but I'm hoping I'll be rooting for the Packers. Okay. Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Detroit Lions Sunday at 3.
Lions. All the way. Lions at the Super Bowl.
I know. That's what I want. That's what I want.
That's what I want.
And then Kansas City Chiefs at Buffalo Bills, 6:30 p.m. AFC divisional round. Maybe
it's going to be a great, great game. This Chiefs team ain't the team. This is where they exit. The Bills are going to kill them.
I agree. So I have some prediction things or what I want. I would like to see the Texans beat the Ravens. I would like to see the Packers beat the 49ers because I think it would be cool to let the Lions and Bills host the AFC and NFC championship games. I had to pick it my way, it would be Lions versus Bills in the Super Bowl because you don't really care who wins. You're happy for both of them. You know what I mean? You're just super pumped.
Lions Texans for Lions me just because I like the rookie. Lions Texans,
okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, the rookie story. Okay.
Same thing. I'm happy no matter who wins.
Yeah. Yeah. So for me, if I had to really pick where things could win, I'd say Ravens win, Niners win, Lions win, Bills win. But I do think that we're going to be receive the retirement notice of not only Jason Kelce, but I truly believe that Travis Kelce is going to re-hang it up when the Chiefs lose this weekend. I think he's going to announce his retirement in the next couple months. I do.
Yeah, I can see it.
I think that he's won rings. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer, just like his brother, and he's dating a billionaire. He's making more money doing a podcast
Once you start dating Taylor Swift, it really becomes a matter of just locking that down.
Exactly. All right. Again, we are on the Orange and Black Insider on YouTube and then anywhere that you can get podcasts, subscribe, like, follow, everything. There's not just us. It's Chalk Talk, it's OBI, and it's Talking Football with Bengal Jim and Friends. It's a new Bengals show every single day. We are brought to you by CincyJungle.com, SB Nation's Cincinnati Bengals website, and we are sponsored by Eastgate Smiles Dental Care. Give them a call. Kevin, you got anything else, man?
That's it.
All right. Enjoy the playoffs again this weekend, and hoo day.
Hoo day.